The world seems by and large to be fixated on wealth, wouldn't you agree? Money, money, money. How can I make more of it? How can I have just even a bit more to afford some of the luxuries I'd love to have? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. The press seems regularly to want to report on who the richest person in the world is. Is it Elon Musk of Tesla, Jeff Bezos of Amazon, Larry Ellison of Oracle, Warren Buffett, Bill Gates? All men whose wealth is measured in hundreds of billions of US dollars, in amounts that mere mortals like us can't even begin to comprehend. They seem almost untouchable, shielded in an armor of such great wealth that nothing could ever harm them. And yet nothing could ever be further from the truth. James chapter 1, verses 9 to 11. Believers who are poor should be glad that God considers them so important. Believers who are rich should be glad when bad things happen that humble them. Their riches won't keep them from disappearing as quickly as wild flowers. As the sun rises and gets hotter, its heat dries up the plants and the flowers fall off. The flowers that were so beautiful are now dead. That's how it is with the rich. While they're still making plans for their business, they'll die. Wealth can't protect you from a failed marriage or a wayward child, from sadness or dismay. It can't even protect you from bad things happening that'll humble you. And it certainly can't protect you from death. Please don't ever allow any wealth that you may have to lull you into a false sense of security, as many wealthy people do. For while they're still making plans for their business, they'll die. That's God's word, fresh for you today. God has so much more, so much infinitely better waiting for you than mere wealth. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our limited edition book called Your Road to a Stunning Life. To request yours, stop by at christianityworks.com and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Again, that's christianityworks.com.